Hey, why are you so sad today?
My succulent died.
Can you even kill those things?
It's okay. There's a Dead Succulent Haunt episode every Thursday at 5 p.m. here on CITR to help your plants grow and to help you mourn those you've lost.
Come on, let's go start some cuttings and listen to Dead Succulent Haunt with Everly on CITR 101.9.
Hello, this is Chris, a Riffic on 101.9 CITR. It's time for the Parts Unknown show. Another guest that I have, I will let this gentleman or the Chris of the past introduce this gentleman for you. Enjoy the show. You're listening to 101.9 CITR. I am Chris, and I am here at Mount Pleasant Community Center. It is so miserable outside, and that's why we are inside. We, meaning my very special guest, Mr. John Tanner, the legend of Vancouver radio. I can't wait to talk to him about so many things. I have heard your nicknames, and I don't know if any of them are true, but I've heard you known as Long John Tanner. I've known you being called Jolly John Tanner. Has there been one that has stuck with you, Mr. DJ Elite?
Well, it depends on how old the person is that's asking you.
Sure. Right?
If it's someone from the 60s or the 70s, they'll know me as Jolly. That's my nickname and many of my friends.
Yeah.
And then later on, especially I guess around, I don't know if I did that on Night Dreams or not. I can't remember what moniker I did. I was the Friendly Giant or something then. But was Long John at Coast, yeah.
Sure. So you have been in the radio gig business for what you have said to me. I didn't know that it had spanned so far. 1959. Unbelievable. What was the first station?
In Kelowna, where I lived.
Okay.
We moved from Ontario in 48, and in 59, I started doing a high school radio show on CKOV, Kelowna, 6:30 on your dial.
Unbelievable. Did that go for quite a while, or did you feel restless in your young age and you wanted to strike it rich in the city of Vancouver?
You got it, Chris. I wanted to leave that small town, although I loved it. You know, when you look back now, and it's the best place to grow up, a small town.
Yeah.
But I've been listening to radio most of my life, you know, as a kid, and listening to the DJs on the local station there and getting into all the tunes through the 50s and so on. But so, yeah, it was a natural thing to want to be on the radio after joining the Radio Drama Club and getting a chance to actually go on the local radio station. Right.
This is fantastic, John. I wanted to play a song, and then we will talk about that song and so many other things. This is still the Parts Unknown show with Jolly John Tanner on 101.9.
she drove a Plymouth Satellite, a faster than the speed of light. Planet Claire has pink air, all the trees are red, no one ever dies there, no one has a head.
Problem there, sorry. All right, how much Rock Lobster? Well, you got a minute of Rock Lobster too. Well, you're gonna get more than 1 minute of Jolly John Tanner. Radio legend, had a show on CITR and Coast 1040 and CFUN, so many stations. Hear his story right now at minute 3 of my interview. I'm sorry, I'm out of breath here. Let me just figure this out. This is very professional. Indeed, I needed coffee. Forgive me. Oh, forgive me. This is 101.9 CATR, still the Parts Unknown show. Very professional indeed. Very professional indeed. Very professional indeed. I'm just going to leave it there. I'm just going to let it play for a little bit. Hey, I have a great story to tell. Luke, don't message me right now. I am clearly frazzled. This is John Tanner. Very professional. So, John Tanner joins me today, and I began the whole show with a song by the B-52s, a tune called Planet Claire. Oh, now, God. I do not know if this is true, but I thought there was more than one episode of Night Dreams this TV show that you hosted, and your facial hair was amazing. Oh my gosh, the mutton chops on you. But the show that I saw started with that song, Planet Claire from the B-52s. Yes. Was that the theme song of Night Dreams?
One of the many themes. Well, we maybe had two or three over the years, because the show ran from around 76 to 1980. And then the last couple of years, after Don Fraser, the producer, left, Mr. Tasty, then Shane Lunny did the show, and he would record clips out and around the town and then just put them together. So we weren't there live in the studio in the last few years.
Were you there from the beginning?
Don approached me because in late 66, I guess, because he'd been doing a jazz show on Cable 10, Vancouver Cable, because the cable companies had to do local talent things, you know, to keep up. We're supplying cable to people.
Sure.
So he came to me and wanted to know if I would want to continue the show he'd been doing with Bob Ness, who was a DJ on LGFM I work with, and he did a jazz show. And they talked to Charles Mingus and all sorts of interesting people. My son Morgan has been getting those videos together, and he's going to see if he can get permission to download them on YouTube. But so I took over from Bob, and then we just started a pop thing, alternative kind of
pop. So great. I mean, it's so fantastic, and your look was such a classy look, these long button down shirts and your slacks were, oh, it was exquisite.
I was just wearing what I was wearing. But it was like a big console that we had been supplied, and the two turntables, and we were just doing radio on TV, because radio wasn't playing all these alternative bands like Graham Parker and B-52s, not at first. I guess they did eventually. But, you know, all these bands that nobody, maybe they had heard of, but they'd never really seen them. And this way we could play the videos. But half of the music was still on disc, so we had to have visuals. I would take NASA footage from the planetarium where I was working, and we put them on tape, or maybe a mic from Mike Kozyniak would bring a small laser down from the planetarium we'd use in our light shows, and he would shine it through a pop battle and make effects on the wall while the song would play, or whatever, something crazy like that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that episode that I saw had exactly that in it, a lot of planetary footage. That's fantastic. How long did Night Dreams last for?
Well, as I say, it's around 76 until about early 83.
83? Yeah. I started getting into music around, like, when I was 10. It was 1984, and I was starting to, like, really get it. And Night Dreams completely passed me by. I had no idea of this. And I know that your radio show on CITR was called Sun of Night Dreams.
It was.
Now I get it. And it all is clear to me. Thank you, John. I asked you to request some songs, and I thought that you were going to take us to the great beyond, trips down memory lane. These, most of them, are some current bands and their current hits.
Oh, yeah. I don't know whether they're their hits or they're just songs that grab me, because when I started calling the show Son of Night Dreams on CITR, later it was called Radio, J.B. Shane was my co-host on that, and he did that with me for about 3 years. And he is my musical mentor. He always has been back in the day. You know, he used to give me one-liners all the time for my radio shows. And he calls once a week, and he gives me a list of all the new songs he's got, and that's how I discovered Wolf Ellis or Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. And
what was he your co-host? There was a gentleman that was known as Nimrod.
Yes.
Is that J.B. Shane?
Yeah.
J.B. Shane yelled at me one time. I played just because I played an AC/DC song, and he reamed me out, and I'll never forget it.
Well, you know, he'd never seen them live, and I would never go to see them live, but my wife, when she worked at AGF, they had a box at the Coliseum or where it was, BC Place. that they played. And she said, do you want to go and see AC/DC? And I said, I never played them on the radio. I don't know. And she thought, well, you know, they're kind of a showy group. I'll go with you, you know.
And
I loved it. Hilarious.
So here is the high voltage button. No, I'm just kidding. Let's play some. Now, this is one of my requests, but it is filled in with a whole bunch of your requests that I thought worked well with Circuit des Yeux. They have a new album, and I wanted to play something from it called The Chase. From the album IO/ on the Parts Unknown Show.
Gotta tell you, I'm feeling just the right minimal to maximal amount of shattered by life. My brain reads like an open book. I shack up from the walking plank. I travel down that mighty rocky road, a heavy weight upon my broken bones. And if I die before my time, My last request, the trusty croaker, an ample handful of painkillers, Billy Barrows above my vision. I have been reborn, yeah, I have been reborn. I have made a very big decision. Of heaven, Jesus, won't you let me in? Jesus, won't you let me in? I jump so high, I jump so low. It's alright with me. Smoking flowers, afraid to fly and afraid to die. And somewhere miscellaneous, I let my soul slip away. I jump so high, I jump so low. Burning candles from all angles, again and again and again. Surround me. Surround me.
You're listening to 101.9 CITR. Let me not tell you what that was, because Chris Arific of the past and John Tanner of the past would like to talk about that if they could. Okay, this is... Oh, I gotta press play. Man, I am off today, but it's all in good fun, isn't it? This is soon to be... Oh my gosh. 8:55, right? Oh, okay, I'll do that. I knew it. They're good.
Tanner, what can you tell me about this very prolific band? I believe they're from Australia, called King Gizzard. And the Lizard Wizard. Now, you are the only guest that I had that had requested a band and a album, and then a selection of songs that I could play. It's like some three songs that I could pick, and I think there was a couple. I picked Butterfly 3000.
Right, that's the title of the album, actually.
Yes.
You know, and they're a prolific band.
Oh.
I mean, they've had so many albums out. They get sometimes a couple a year. They're like Beach House, two or three albums a year sometimes,
yeah.
You know?
Oh, I was thinking Neil Young. Neil Young seems to be so prolific or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was very prolific.
Yeah.
But the Giz, I mean, they're just so cool, you know, and I've seen them twice at least, and I'm kind of, well, they're coming again next October, but unfortunately it's a few days after I'm supposed to be going on a cruise to Australia, so we'll see. It's 50-50 whether that'll be allowed with COVID, you know.
Yeah.
But in some ways I'm wishing that I could see the Giz again, because they are so much fun live, you know. And again, JB turned me on to them a few years back, and we went to their concerts, and yeah, I loved it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Also, I know of the... You seem to be quite a fan of Australian bands, because you had picked Gold Sky by Avalanches.
Avalanche.
Yes,
yes,
also from Australia.
And they're coming next year. They're here in... is it March or April? I know we're going to see... who was the other band? I can't remember now. So left line. But the Giz is coming to town, they're in October. Sorry, yeah, October. I'm thinking of the Avalanches now. We're off.
Right.
The Avalanches, I think, are here in March or April, one of the two. And that'll be the first time I've seen them. They're in the Commodores, so
yeah. The reason why I am asking this question is because there are two Australian bands here. Had you been a fan of the Australian radio station Triple J? Do you know of this station?
I've heard of it, but...
But you never listened to that station to be inspired by King Gizzard and Avalanches. You just heard them elsewhere.
Yeah, but over the years, there's been so many good Australian bands, you know, and they're just on and on.
AC/DC.
Yeah. Well, we were more into the Church, and I'm trying to think of some other bands. I saw the name and then it's gone out of my head. I can't think of any now.
Well, that's okay.
It's all wiped completely from my brain.
But. My friend Matthew has a radio show on CITR called Stranded, which he is from Canberra in Australia. Moved to Edmonton, then moved to Vancouver, and is such a lovely guy. And I have been inspired by a lot of Australian songs because of his love for them. So,
yeah,
it's the way it goes. So, names of bands. Sometimes there is a band that I will not listen to because of the name of the band.
Right.
And two, you have picked. I do not care. Not saying the music, Wolf Alice. That is not an appealing name for a band, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, I thought that was kind of a strange name myself, but I don't like to pigeonhole a band before I've heard them.
That's very true. And see, you're more wise than I. Like, it is my lack of wisdom that had totally shut them out of my life.
Wow, well, there you go. But now you've learned that lesson and you won't do that again.
That's true.
Maybe not. But
and
no.
Another band that we're going to play right now, Django. I love Django Reinhardt, but why does this band love them so much that they have to repeat the fellow's name in their band name?
hard to say. I used to play Django Reinhardt on CKOV on a jazz program, but I still love his music. Hot Club of France, you know, Stefan Grappelli. And
oh, sure.
So cool. But,
well, this music is not very Reinhardt-inspired, no. I don't think. No. So let's play a tune called Spirals that was requested by you. This is still 101.9 CITR.
space. The people make their way away. The people make their way to space. The people make their way.
Listening to 101.9 CITR. This is The Parts Unknown Show.
Okay. All right. So, at the last time that John Tanner and I were talking, we're talking about unappealing band names that would prevent one, ignorant people like myself, from even delving into their catalog of music. Another band that made the grade for me that John Tanner picked, three in a row, Goat Girl. Come on, are all the world's band names gone?
Yeah, well, that's when I heard Wolf Alice and Goat Girl from JB, I said, what? Those are strange. They're both from London. Goat Girl is actually four ladies, and the one I mentioned before, that Wolf Alice, that's one woman and her band, you know. And you watch them on YouTube, you see some of the big concerts they've done in the UK and stuff.
They're very popular, right?
Oh, they're hot.
Oh, good.
Goat Girl isn't as popular, but they were playing at the same festival in England last year, and I so wished I could have gone over there, but you know, couldn't travel and all that, and they afford it. But and they're kind of fun. They remind me of I can't think of that band anymore. See, I got so many bands in my brain that it just goes around in circles. But check out Goat Girl, because they're very infectious. And from their album, there's maybe half a dozen songs I just love. And I have Spotify, they're playing all the time, you know?
You bring up a point. I was going to ask you, have you succumbed to the algorithm of Spotify? Are you not choosing the songs anymore? Is Spotify choosing the songs for you?
Well, they have in some cases, because what happens is when you say I found Goat Girl and I'm listening to them, and down at the bottom The information on Spotify is so cool because they have the most requested and all the albums and the discography. And then down at the bottom, they've got Goat Girl Radio. So when you go to that, you get the Goat Girl songs and all the other bands that are in the same genre as their kind of music, sounding similar but still different and unique. So sometimes I just let that play and I hear all these other new bands. That's how I discovered Grizzly Bear and a whole bunch of other bands that I would never even bother listening to. And I've even told JB, I've been telling him about bands that he has. I turned him on to Cigarettes After Sex, you know, and he went to see them and loved them.
Well, we're not playing any of that.
What
I thought that I could play, because it kind of reminded me, same vibe wise as Django Django, played also Tame Impala, a old track from them called Desire Be, Desire Go, from their very first album. Yes, I mean, I don't know. We're stuck down under here, John.
Yeah,
we got to get out of Australia and back to Canada. And boy, did John help me with that. Current stuff, thank you for requesting it. Lots of my other guests are stuck in the 80s or 90s or even 2011, but you have requested brand new Besnard Lakes.
Thank you.
Awesome. What can you tell me about them? Do you know much of their stuff?
Yeah, or I think I first heard about them when I was at CITR, and a lot of the stuff stuff that I played back then. But I don't know where it was. There were a combination of a couple of people that were with other bands, I think, when I first heard about them. And JB had mentioned them once. He liked them too. But they're just, and they're CanCon. I mentioned some, there was one CanCon one on there. I won't get into that. But I did mention one that I thought you probably won't play. And that's
probably won't.
The Sam Roberts.
I like him. I think he's a pretty quality songwriter.
Yeah,
but
he's not really alternative, you know.
Well, whatever.
But still, the songs, there's something about Sam Roberts that I can't sit down. When he plays a dance riff and that, I'm up on my feet. Well, we saw them at the Folk Festival about 3 or 4 years ago, and they were just amazing. It's funny. I grew up listening to classical music, and maybe I didn't love Mantovani so much, but there was, you know, just all of the show tunes and all those things, and then rock and roll, you know.
Yeah.
And then Elvis took me by storm.
You are, I believe, the same age as my dad.
Okay.
He was born 1941, and I think that you're younger. I'm going to say 1943.
1943? Yeah.
So my dad was stuck in one musical genre when his youth was captured by the 50s rock scene. That's where he wanted to be for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
And he showed me, you know, Chubby Checker and Chuck Berry and Elvis Presley and Bill Haley, but he never got out of that. You, on the other hand, maybe because of being in radio you're still a fan of young folks making new music, which is very inspiring and rare, I think.
Yeah, well, I love, you know, I just love music, you know, and fine, on Spotify, I've got lots of 50s stuff. My wife sometimes says, oh, God, those again, you know, like, but how could you like that? But whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And today I was playing a Frankie Avalon song, you know, and it's called Just Ask Your Heart. And then there was a line about something about you'll make me happy, be true, and you're mine and all this. She says, just the way they sang back then, it was just like, you own the girl, you know? Or you wish that you owned her or whatever.
But
I'm not stuck in that groove, you know? And I don't blame your dad for being it, but I was progressing all the while. I was in radio, so I was always playing the newest songs, you know, whether it was CFON or CKLG or CFMI or
Coast 1040.
Or Coast 1040 and Night Dreams. And Night Dreams, we got a chance to play all that crazy punk stuff.
Anyway,
DOA and the Subhumans and the Paolas and all those great old bands of Art Bergman it was just lots of good energy. I was anti-establishment, you know.
And
again, the Besnard Lakes, and we're going to play the song Raindrops. And this is probably one of the songs that you were inspired to play because of the storms we've been having.
It wasn't actually, but I was thinking about it, you know, because I had a song by a band called Loma called Homing, and there was a line in that that said, and I was going to dedicate to the town of Lytton. I can still do it.
Yeah.
This next song, the churning of the night, flashes and warning, a fire on the ridge, black cloud forming. And I thought, that's Lytton. Oh my God. Anyway,
yeah.
The rain has now inundated Lytton and the Fraser Valley, and I'm really worried about all those people and all those, you know, the Merritt and all over the southern province.
Yeah.
This rain is relentless.
You were also talking about the Go Girl song, Crack, or the
right.
Crack,
yeah. Yes.
And that's also kind of apropos of the
it
situation
is.
That we're in.
There was a line in the Goat Girl's The Crack called, going like, cracks forming the earth stronger on our backs. I would just think, yeah, it just hit me about how the earth is, you know, falling apart, you know, and the mudslides and causing all this destruction. You know, there's over 22 or 3 bridges washed out just on the Coquihalla.
Yeah.
It's going to be months before people will travel on that, you know?
Yeah, it's we're living in very strange times. Yeah, let's play Raindrops by Besnard Lakes, and then we'll come back for one final little chat with the great, jolly John Tanner on 101.9 CITR.
We'll be right back. Thank you very much, mate. Cheers.
partir. Je te cachais mes larmes. J'avais peur de le dire. Et nous voilà, des enfants de 16 ans. Toi, tu rentres chez toi.
I love that song. That is Destroyer, a tune called El Rito from 2013's Five Spanish Songs EP. I don't know if all the songs are in the Spanish language, but I know that one is. That tune is called El Rito. Oh, great. I hope that you are well, and I want to thank John Tanner for joining me on that rainy Saturday at Mount Pleasant Community Center. You know, we tried to find the quietest spot at the community center, and I didn't think that anyone was going to bother us, but as that 20-minute interview kept going, the odd person would find it in themselves to make some kind of noise that the microphone picked up so wonderfully. That was John Tanner. I did promise into the interview that there was going to be one last one, but I decided to change some songs up, and hopefully I can end with the right song that I wanted to. We'll see. But John, thank you so much for a great time. Let's play some public service announcements, and I am going to promo a couple of shows that I've never heard before. Are they new? Have they been around for years on CITR? I'm not sure, but I know that these promos I've never played before, so please listen, and then when you listen to the promo, listen to the show whenever it is.
Hi, I'm Confused, a.k.a. Julie B, a.k.a. Zigzag Stardust, a.k.a. the host of Musician. I would really love it if you could tune in every second Friday from 11 a.m. till noon and hear me turn the stuff that inspires me into weird audio improv. There's sound collages, there's local music, there's hot off-the-presses hit tracks, and it's waiting. It's for you. It's for us. It's made by us. So get at me, come on in, and stay inspired in the meantime.
When it comes to a rainforest, the soundtrack is everything. It sets the mood, and it tells a story. Join me Tuesdays from 10 to 11 p.m. as I interview my guests about their seasons of life, and we listen to the soundtracks that went with them. You might learn a bit for your own seasons of life, and if nothing else, you'll find some great music. Tune in on 101.9 CITR FM Tuesdays from 10 to 11 p.m.
This November, CITR presents the award-winning Remembrance Day special, At Home and Overseas, based on the book Six Warriors by Barry Broadfoot. More than two dozen Vancouver actors recreate the personal stories of those who experienced firsthand what life was like in Canada during the Second World War. Part 1 airs on Friday, the 5th of November at 12 noon, with Part 2 at noon the following Friday. At Home and Overseas, November 5th and 12th at noon, right here on CITR.
The bloodbath at a shindig is back, baby. Submissions are officially open for Shindig 2022. 18 bands enter, only one will win. Enter to experience a moment of connectedness before severing that bond in a ruthless bid to reign supreme in a local and independently run music competition. All genres, ages, and styles are encouraged to submit. Go to CITR.ca to submit and for all the info.
Isn't that song amazing? So, Destroyer, Devours, my buddy Jeff, opened for actors at the Rickshaw Theatre on Saturday, and I was a tired mess. I failed to get to the Mint show as well. Shameful, I know, but this body isn't built for those kind of things anymore. I don't really know what it's built for. honestly, anyway, I did message Jeff of Devourers saying, you got to begin with the song that you just heard in that little Shindig promo. It's called Poltergeist, and it's off his album, oh my gosh, Planet Devourers, Escape from Planet Devourers. And I was told, he got back to me and he said, it went well, but everyone was seated at the Rickshaw Theater because they had to be. They were chained to the chairs. Not cool. But I think that even while he was working on his keyboards and his little knobs, twiddling them away, he noticed that the people were grooving to the song. And how could you not? That tune is awesome. Also awesome is this from another project of Jeff Kincaid. And we begin the second hour. It's 2:16, I know, of the Parts Unknown show. I hope you enjoy. Fabulous job from the golden age of wrestling. There are two projects that Mr. Jeff Kincaid does. One of them is Devours, and he sings in that project, and apparently he only spins, weaves instrumental melodies with his project, The Golden Age of Wrestling. That's a tune called Rottweiler. I didn't know that that's how you spelled that, but it is, and you can buy this. This is a double A-side, Matriarch on one part of the A-side, and Rottweiler, the other part, and it's very good. The other track is pretty awesome, too. I think I played it. That is The Golden Age of Wrestling. His last album was called Tombstone Piledriver. Maybe the next one is going to be called Hurricanrana, or what? I'm trying to think of other wrestling moves. I got a million of them. I wanted to play something called the... Okay, so I was looking on Bandcamp for the Golden Age of Wrestling a couple days ago because I wanted to play this track. And I stumbled upon something that some band called Lassie that has an album called The Golden Age of... dot, dot, dot by Lassie. And you know what? This band's pretty good too. Very different, kind of rocky and rolly, and that just suits me fine. I have found that as I have had guests, John Tanner was my 46th guest. So it's almost been a year of having guests take my show and form it into their own image. I'm taking it back for the next 20 minutes. This is Lassie. I hope that you enjoy it.
I see Susie riding the surf and smoking weed on the beach, passing us like that. Short pants for the fans, nice man. A million likes on the internet. I see Susie riding the surf and smoking weed on the beach, passing us like that. Short pants for the fans, nice man. A million likes on the internet. Thank you.
Heard about Precious Dreams from Smirk. These Are Any Drunk Junkyard Dreams from Chronophage, an Austin, Texas band that recently came to Vancouver. Can you believe I'm saying that? Came to play in Vancouver. This is Chronophage. I hope I'm saying that right. I'm probably not.
Battles, royal die, transmit your cure, out here to live, not
band that I'm going to play right now. That was Chronophage. This is Dried Out, who are playing their album release December 4th. I can't believe I'm saying those words. Album release. We have been all deprived. And now that I am, what, like a year and a half older, I'm too tired and sore to go out late to see these shows. So you young whippersnappers have to do it for me and then write me and tell me how it was. This is Dried Out. They are playing December 4th at the Wise Hall with lots of their buddies, I am sure. I have noticed a trend. It seems that band photos have them posing in front of a wall that has graffiti that says their name on the wall. Dried Out is no different. They're from Vancouver. They give you a tune called Freak Me Out. See them December 4th at the finest space to see live music these days, the Wise Hall. So I am going a little early. There's a reason. It's a long story, but I have been going like 15 minutes early. It's going to be 17 minutes early this time. You're going to have to listen to some canned music. I know you're saying, well, that's better. All right. Night Court ends the show. Again, thank you to John Tanner for joining me. And thank you to Night Court for playing such a great song. This is so apropos to what I am teaching my daughter on Wednesday. She needs to know about these things called fractions. First, I will learn them, and then I will teach her. This is Nervous Birds 1, an album by a very wonderful bunch of people and a very wonderful band indeed, Night Court. I will talk to you next week. More guests. We are winding down the guest portion of the Parts Unknown show. Once this book of photos that contains all my guests is completely filled, I think that there are 80 slots where band photos can be in. Once it's all filled, I'm out of the guest interviewing business and it's back to normal things, but not yet. See you next week. Or you will hear from me next week.
Red Cat Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca.